Later this morning, we're going to take a look at how the coronavirus outbreak is putting pressure on the cruise line industry. Indeed, the largest outbreak outside mainland China is on a cruise ship. The Diamond Princess, off the coast of Japan, now has 175 positive cases. 15 of them are Australians. The cruise ship remains in quarantine for another week. Australian Vera Koslova-Fu is among the passengers. She spoke to RN's Greg Borschmann about the latest spike in infections.
This morning, my husband and I were having our little quiet cheer that we have 7 days to go. And then we heard the news, the captain made an announcement to say there were 39 more cases. So needless to say, it was very, very shocking. And we just had moments that I couldn't believe it. I mean, I know there are more affected, but I think being cooped up and then having the news come through has been really hard. One thing that we really feel that needs to happen, just for peace of mind for everybody, is that we should all be swabbed and tested, not just temperature.
You've obviously been talking to others on the ship, going on many cruises, but what are you thinking about booking another cruise ship holiday? Will you be choosing Australia or the Pacific rather than Asia next time?
Absolutely. But I would have to be very honest and say I wouldn't be able to go on another cruise in the very near future. It's probably going to stay with me for quite a while, being stuck in this confined cabin. If we ever do go on a cruise line, we will do the cruise in a cabin with a balcony, because that's the one thing that we miss the most, is being able to breathe fresh air and being able to see sunlight.
So perhaps next time, a balcony cabin and a cruise to New Zealand or Kangaroo Island?
Yes, I would gladly go to Kangaroo Island or New Zealand, but not very, very soon.